You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN. Like that dude just said, yeah, solid, conservative, and just plain right here on Right Side Radio. Time now, 2.07 PM on April the 20th. Go figure, it's April the 20th already. But listen, as I get into my comments today, I'm going to switch gears totally, all right? I was really thinking, okay, what am I going to say to you know, I sort of think through these things. I sort of postulate what I want to put together. Well, this week has been a lively one for my legal practice. You may recall that aside from all the other eclectic aspects of my crazy resume, some call it a schizophrenic resume, that I also practice law. And we have a thriving practice, four attorneys and some really great staff who keep it all working. And I have this theory, all right? I coined it myself. I postulate that doctors, lawyers, and undertakers will always have work. Think about it. Doctors, lawyers, and undertakers will always have work. Someone will always be sick. Someone will always be in need of something being sorted out in court, and someone's always going to need burying. It's just the way of things. Doctors, lawyers, and undertakers. So if you don't already know it, I was actually in my early 30s when I felt like I was supposed to set aside my role in full-time ministry and go to law school. And oh yeah, I got all the jokes about going over to the dark side. Stuff like, hey Phil, what's the difference between a lawyer and a vampire? Well, a vampire only sucks blood at night. Ha 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 ha. Okay, whatever. Or what about this one? Phil, what's the difference between a lawyer and a liar? The pronunciation. Okay, that one went over some of your heads, I admit it. Last one. Phil, how many lawyer jokes are there? Just three. The rest are all true stories. Fine. All right, remind me to send you all a bill. All right, but I'll never forget one of my law professors. Literally, talking about the grades in his class one day, everybody was stressed out about exams. He just stopped in mid-sentence and he said, hey, listen, let me tell you how it's going to be, all right? I'm going to put your mind at ease. All of you A students, you're going to wind up being professors. All you B students, you're going to be judges. All you C students, you're going to get rich. Well, we laughed and it all broke the tension, but I can't help but notice he didn't say anything about guys with law degrees who have radio shows. All right, anyway. But I've developed a love for the law, really. I don't say that in a legalistic Pharisee kind of way, all right? Just a love for the concepts, the premises, the idea that we are a nation of laws. I've seen societies that barely function with no respect for the rule of law. It's not a pretty sight. And I've seen what happens when a nation has no embedded constitutional rights, no sense of the individual in the midst of the lawmaking. Places in this world still exist where the individual is subservient in the truest and legal sense to the government with no rights to due process or to own property or to speak freely. And we may have encroachments here, but the truth is that's all they are, is they are encroachments. You can't encroach on something that doesn't exist. Well, the pain that we sometimes feel with crime and overreach, those are based in part on the fact that we know what is supposed to happen, what's supposed to be preserved, and lawyers worth their salt know that what they have a chance to do is to make those situations right. I mean, just this week I went to trial to help a sweet lady who found out that after living on a piece of property for 7 years, property that she and her husband paid good money for, property they had improved, property at which they received their mail, that someone else had popped up and claimed a right to half her land. It took 3 years to get her day in court, but we fought that fight before the judge on Monday. Just today I went to court to defend the interests of a sweet elderly woman with dementia whose adult children are trying to drain her resources. I'm her legal guardian, and I was shocked to find 50-something-year-old adults just refusing to get a job and living off their 88-year-old mother for all their daily needs, cashing her checks, eating her groceries, using her credit cards, driving her car. Someone has to be there for her. So many times I've had the opportunity to do the paperwork to help someone start a new business. One of my favorite things to do is to preside over the real estate closing for a young couple buying their first house. I actually talked to one today at the courthouse who reminded me that I had done the closing for him and his wife on their very first house. So cool. And such an honor to be a part of it. In truth, I guess I didn't leave full-time ministry. I just chose a new way to do it. But there's other things that law school has done for me. As an attorney, I found that it was invaluable to me while serving in the legislature down in Montgomery. When one is tasked with making the laws, it's immensely helpful to understand the application of the laws that we are making. Sometimes it was semantics, like, you know, understanding the value of what it would mean if a mere sentence in a 30-page bill contained the word may versus shall. You know, one of those has teeth, the other doesn't. Other times it was like having a deep appreciation for why laws shouldn't be passed. Maybe I was able to debate their lack of value, their redundancy in the light of other law, or the fact that they would set an evil precedent with second and third order effects in the law. Not every bill is a good bill, and not every good bill needs to be passed. I was able to craft legislation myself, personally, that made adoptions easier, that made it possible to preserve life, that made it possible to not be forced into a union, that made it possible to grow a business. It's so cool. I'll never forget, too, once seeing it all come together as I was dealing with an especially testy lawyer on an employment law issue. He tried to bluster his way against my position. He had the audacity to say, "You must not understand this part of the law," to which I was able to calmly reply, "Actually, I understand it quite well. I helped write it. And I'll be glad to show you the award I received from the Alabama Law Institute for getting it passed. You got anything else?" We settled that case pretty quick after that. But in saying all that, I go back to my point that doctors and lawyers and undertakers will always have work. I suppose if they didn't, it would mean that Jesus already came back and nobody was sick, mad, or dying. But we ain't there yet. So I suspect that every doctor's office, law firm, and funeral home will still be in business for a bit longer. And lawyers, we get all the ribbon. "Hey, Phil, what are lawyers good for?" "Huh? They make used car salesmen look good." Okay, sure. Very funny. But at least some of us love the law. And we love what it means to be a nation of laws. And I know for a fact, because I understand who this audience is, that I'm preaching to the choir. It doesn't take a law degree to know and to love the fact that a well-ordered society, one in which people are able to thrive and live, one in which liberty can be truly preserved, a society like that needs a delicate balance of law and order and the ability to protect that order while still keeping the ledger clean and clear of overreach. And to take that, we need lawyers and patriots. And apparently we also need doctors and undertakers, just saying. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, it's true. I mean, if you'd asked me as a kid, would I ever want to be a lawyer? I'd say, no, I don't see it. But you know what? There in adult life, it came across, you know, that was my calling. I'm not sure what God has in the future, but right now, I am proud that a law degree is in my life because I get to use it every day, even on this show, man. It's just so cool how God puts things together like that. Well, all good. All right, folks, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.